Let's assume that we can assign estimated durations to the activities in the activity network of Figure 2.4, see Figure 2.5. We want to see the earliest day that each activity can start, rather than be burdened about taking account of weekends and public holidays at this point, allocating each working day a sequence number, starting with day zero might help. Technically, day zero means the end of day zero, which means the start of day one, as explained below.